Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss.
Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories that Tell Us Something are true. Stories last for 10 minutes and are told from memory. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The community comes together for a night of true personal stories, shared live, focused on a theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This episode of the Tell Us Something podcast was recorded in front of a live audience on August 6th, 2016 at the Peace Farm in Missoula, Montana. Seven storytellers shared their story based on the theme, "That's Not How It Happened." We tried something a little different at this event. Two people shared the same story. They told their story together at the same time. This edition of the Tell Us Something podcast comes to us from Katie and Michael LaPointe and is titled Date Night. Thanks for listening.
Many of you have been to the Top Hat, which is a lovely establishment here in town. And you may know, you might not know if you're newer to Missoula, that it was renovated in 2013. Gorgeous renovation, but they had to close down to do that. Top Hat was a little less glamorous prior to the renovation. I see some nods. You all know what I'm talking about. You drank from those tap lines. You know. So the Top Hat reopened in 2013. It was awesome. We were so excited. At the time, I was working retail, and that was glamorous. And Mike was a preschool teacher, and he also had just started working at Big O Pizza. Date nights were, they were a big deal. Yes, and they were a very big deal. So we had date night scheduled for the Top Hat. And Top Hat was playing movies on, I think it was Monday nights, maybe. It was like Monday movie night, and they were playing The Big Lebowski. It was the first time they were doing it, and they were gonna serve White Russians.
Welcome to the new Top Hat.
It was gonna be epic, and it was date night, and it was so exciting.
I did have to work split shift though, because I usually pick up gigs anytime it's offered, and this guy Kevin really needed a hand, and I was like, dude, I got your back, but I gotta be out by 7 o'clock. So I'll come in and I'll work like first 2 hours, but then you come in and I'll like change real quick, and then I'll meet Katie out front. It'll be perfect. We'll get to the Top Hat, Big Lebowski.
Mike covers lots of shifts, so that's not surprising and totally cool. So I took care of what I need to take care of at the house, got puppy situated in the crate, made sure I was looking really cute, you know, moseyed on down to Bega, and met Mike out front. Date night! Yes! Let's do this!
I feel like I should give some information that Katie didn't know at the time. And it's good as the listener to kind of have an insight on what's happening, because we were hanging out with a couple of friends who, for legal reasons, shall remain nameless in this story. And this is like months before, but they had just made this batch of pot brownies. And at the time, I was like, no, I can't do it, but I'll take it home with me. And I had like put it in a plastic bag and thrown it in the back of the cupboard, not even in like the refrigerator, and I'd forgotten about it. But when Big Lebowski came into my head, I thought, that's the time when you eat a pot brownie.
Obviously.
Perfect.
Obviously.
But I didn't tell Katie this because she wouldn't approve of that. So I stuffed it in my pocket because, you know, at Big O Pizza, we are dedicated to being super efficient and very focused at work. Little plug there. And I, you know, I waited till after Kevin came in and my shift was over, and I went in the back and I changed, and I just like stuffed this like months old brownie in my face and horfed that sucker down. Date night.
Date night. So I'm so excited. I don't know if you've picked up on how excited I get about date night, but it's gonna be great. And he comes out and he's the hot Montanan, and he's so cute, and he's like got his freshy haircut, and he's wearing that shirt, and we like hold hands, and we walk down to the Top Hat, and we're like, yeah, we're going to Top Hat. It's brand new. We're gonna watch The Big Lebowski, and we start drinking White Russians. We've got a table. It's like this perfect little table, like with the light shining right on it, and it's packed, but there was a table for two waiting for us because they knew it was date night. And so we sat down for date night.
And Top Hat makes good food too, man. Another plug here. I'm proud of Missoula.
Guys, I don't know if it's still on the menu, but they had like the brisket.
With the
sauce and like the aioli, because aioli goes well with everything.
Yeah, I got a salad maybe, like a goat cheese salad, and a couple White Russians, maybe three. I don't know. I lost count.
Definitely three. So yeah, the White Russians are flowing. The food is delicious. Mm. date night's in full force right now, and The Big Lebowski is playing
and
on the screen.
And that movie is funny.
It is.
It's
quite fun.
Than I remember.
If you haven't seen it recently, please do yourself a favor. Watch it again. It holds up year after year. It's an excellent, excellent movie. So that's playing, and we enjoy a lovely date night meal. And
it was hard to see the movie, though, from the beautiful little table by the window. So we reached a point where it was like, hey, our meal's done. Why don't we, there's two spots open at the bar. Let's get up and take some seats at the bar. And we move up, and we just have this perfect view of the screen. And you know, we're well into the movie, and I sort of cross my legs and tuck them behind the rung of the thing, the bar stool. And
it's great. It's great. He's still... We're like feeling white Russians are delicious, and we've had several at this point. And I'm so happy. Retail jobs are hard. I usually work nights, and we're having such a good time.
I love you.
I love you too. And it was just, I was just so happy to be hanging out with my hot Montanan in this cool bar and watching a good film, and it's packed and it's good people. And
you know that scene where Lebowski is like, man, you mix a strong drink, Jackie.
It's the dude that says that. Come on.
Yeah, well, he's Lebowski too. And he sits down on the couch, and it starts this scene. I'll just sing a little bit of the song. Maybe, see what condition my condition is in. And he goes into this whole, like, he passes out, and he goes through this whole trip. And
ooh,
right about that time.
Share the fun fact. That's the only time a song has been played from the beginning to end in a film.
Yeah, that was like a major film moment to play a song from the beginning all the way to the end. Coen Brothers, beautiful.
It was lovely.
But at that point, I was like, man, you do mix a strong drink, Jackie, because I am feeling kind of dizzy. And I got up and I like straightened my legs a little bit. And I think because I had them crossed, the like blood rushed into my legs. And then all of a sudden it was like, and I was like, whoa, the room's getting dark. And I look at Katie with just enough time to say, I think I'm going to pass out.
Date night. He passes out onto my shoulder. I'm like, get off of me. No, Michael, no, cut it out. You are ruining date night. You stop that right now. He is out on my shoulder.
I don't remember any of this.
Out cold, which is really strange. He's had like three white Russians, maybe four. I've had like two or three. We can hold our liquor. Like, we have food in our stomach. The heck is going on with you? I start to panic. And people tend to notice that when you're like this at the Top Hat bar. at the Top Hat bar. So like people start to, and I'm like, I don't know what's going on. And I'm like starting to get panicked, and he won't wake up off my shoulder. He's not small. I'm a dainty, delicate flower, and he is hard to hold up on a bar stool. And so this server that we kind of know, her name's Casey, and she's a person around town, and we know her through friends, and she comes by and she's like, can I help you guys? And I'm like, something's wrong with Mike. I don't know what's going on. And she's like, I have wilderness first aid training. He doesn't have a pulse. He does. It's date night. He needs a pulse, you guys. He needs a pulse. So they call 911. And I have these lovely gentlemen holding him up on the bar. And Casey's calling 911. And the movie is playing, except everyone is watching us now.
For the record, I did have a pulse, because I was very much alive, and as that gentleman was holding me up, and as the EMTs were just entering through the door, I definitely came to, because I remember this well, coming to and being like, oh, no. Okay. I cannot tell Katie what's going on right now, and I have got to swim through this. I am on my own. And this guy's holding me on this side, and Katie's holding me over here, and I was like, whoa, let me go. Oh my God, let me go. Oh my God. Oh my God, let me go. And this dude pulls up, and he's got the blue gloves and the shirt and the flashlight right in my eye. You know, like, sir, where are you on? What have you done tonight? And I was like, oh my God, back off. He's like, my name's Malcolm. Say my name back to me. And I was like, Malcolm, it's Malcolm. Oh my God. I was like, you've had an episode, sir. And I was like, I don't know what happened. You just got here. Nothing's happened. He's like, sir, you passed out. And I was like, no, that didn't happen. And he's like, no, sir, you passed out. And I'd get really aggressive.
It definitely happened. I was there, it happened.
And he's trying to, like grab my arms, and he's trying, and I felt really, not necessarily violated, but uncomfortable, and I felt really guilty, and I was just like, oh my God, I'm going to start swinging if you guys don't let me go. I have rights. You cannot touch me. Let me go.
Meanwhile, I'm like, I'm so sorry. Oh, he's not normally like this. I don't know what's gotten in. He teaches preschool. I'm really, this is, it's date night, and I just don't know. And I'm a crier. And I'm like a Kim Kardashian ugly crier. You've seen the memes. It's just like that. Like, it is red-faced. So I'm so sorry. I don't know what's wrong with him.
They roll in a freaking gurney. There's like a gurney there. And another guy, and he was like, this is Bruce. Say his name. Bruce. And what's my name? It's still Malcolm. He was like, sir, you're being very erratic. I need you to come outside. I was like, I can't go outside with you guys. I have a bar tab. And he's like, if you come outside with me, your bar tab's covered. And I was like, cool. That's great. So this is where I really feel like a dick, because we're walking outside. And I was like, hey, Malcolm, hey, Bruce, this is Nick Chakota. He just renovated the top hat. Nick, you don't know me right now, but you're going to remember my face. Hey, this is Katie. She used to date a friend of mine. She's a server. I know her. Hey, this is my girlfriend, Katie. Hey, you know what? I know the date today. And we walk outside, and there's, like, the ambulance and three other EMTs. And I'm like, hey, I haven't met you guys yet. Can I introduce you to Nick and to Casey and to my girlfriend, Katie? You know, like, here's Malcolm, and this is Bruce. And they're like, we need you to get on the ambulance. We have to check your blood pressure. And I was like, I'm not getting on the ambulance. I have a right to refuse your service?
We should know. Mike does not have health care at this time.
It was like the third day that I didn't have health care. And I'm thinking, this is going to be like a $25,000 mistake. I am not sitting on that gurney, and you cannot put a stethoscope up to my heart. And I start getting really like, I refuse your service. I didn't call 911. I was awake when you came into the room. You cannot touch me. I'm not signing anything. You, as my girlfriend, do not have a right to tell them my name or to sign anything for me. I have cash. I'll pay that bar tab. I don't know what happened.
I'm crying harder now. And apologizing to literally anyone who will listen. Oh. He's not normally like that. It is a mess. Out on the sidewalk.
They're pulling all the different EMTs are coming up and each like trying their own game. Like, so let me just talk to you man to man here for a second. Did you take something tonight? Look, we're really here for your health. Okay, listen, buddy, if you took something tonight, we really need to help you out and you need to get on this ambulance. And finally, I said, all right, here's the deal. I'm not signing anything. I'm not giving you anything. Here are my car keys. I'm putting my car keys on the ground. I'm going to walk away. Unless anybody has anything else to say to me, I'm walking away. And I turned around, and I freaking beelined it back to the car.
He ran. He ran down the sidewalk, away from the top hat. And I just, I'm really sorry. I'm so sorry, Nick. Can I take care of our tab? Don't worry about the tab. Come in here. Just get off my sidewalk. Nick was very lovely that night. I proceeded to apologize, grovel, pick up the keys, and just, like, back away and hope that we never saw any of these people ever again in this very small town that we live in. And then I followed my stranger home, the guy that I have been dating for like 5 years at this point. Follow him down the street to our car, where I continue to sob and debate. We live on the west side. I have to drive past St. Pat's. Do I just pull in and have him admitted now? Because I have no idea what's going on with my boyfriend. He has no like medical issues. He's incredibly healthy. Like I have no idea. I'm racking my brain, and he is angry
in
the car.
Grinding my teeth, angry.
Angry.
You drive me home right now. Do not pull over. Not talking. You just get me home.
Yeah.
I feel it right now.
Yeah, exactly. So we drive back to our cute little house on the west side, and I'm terrified of the man in the passenger seat. And we get to our house, we pull up out front, and he gets out, and he storms through the front gate into the house, and I can hear him. He's like playing with the dog, like everything's fine. And I call his brother, because I'm out of my mind worried, and I don't know what just happened. So I call Jed, and I say, Jed, I have no, like, does Mike have, like, this allergy? Or, like, does he have, like, has he ever had a seizure before? Like, what is going on with him right now? He's like, Katie, he took drugs. And I'm like, no, Mike. Like, Mike, he was at work. Jed, there's no way he could have taken drugs. Like he went to work. I picked him up on the sidewalk, and we went to the top hat. Like, maybe he got drugged at the top hat, but, like, I don't understand what could have happened to him. He's like, he's on drugs. And I was like, no, Jed, there is no possible way. I saw him the whole time. There was no chance. At any point could he have taken anything. And Mike would have told me that's not like him. And he said, well, Tim and Barrett live around the corner. Barrett's a nurse, and Tim's a big enough ass where he'll make Mike go to the hospital if he needs to. So go just check on Mike and then call Tim and Barrett, and they'll come around the block and they'll help you. All right, I'll let you know what happens, Jed. Thanks. I hang up. I walk inside the house. Deep breath, because I don't know who I'm going to be dealing with when I walk in. And I look at Mike, and all he can say is,
baby, I ate a pot brownie. Sorry.
And that's how it happened.
Thanks, Katie.
Thanks, Michael.
Katie Asaro LaPointe grew up in Gloucester, Massachusetts, and moved to Missoula in 2011 for Hot Montana Guy. She came into her own, landing a job as a third grade teacher. She sometimes co-hosts Reading Rainbow with LeVar Burton. Michael LaPointe is a puppet master and inventor. He serves your pizza with a smile at Biga Pizza, hangs up mid-phone conversation when he sees a police officer noticing him driving and talking on the phone, and he happily celebrated his one-year anniversary as Katie LaPointe's husband this year. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Check the website to find out how you can tell your own story, and to learn more, tellussomething.org. Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Top Hat Lounge. Bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, the Top Hat hosts a variety of Montana-based artists and has become a destination for national touring musicians. In addition to great music, the Top Hat hosts comedy shows, film, and performance art. The Top Hat also offers a unique dining experience centered around local house-made ingredients. Dining made different. Check out their menu and event schedule at tophatlounge.com. The Wilma. A locally owned and independently operated venue, the Wilma has anchored the Missoula cultural and entertainment scene for almost 100 years. Constructed in 1921 as a vaudeville house, the Wilma was utilized as a movie house for the majority of its history. In the 1980s, the Wilma began to once again host live entertainment. Now it is a state-of-the-art live music facility within a spectacular historic building. Check out the event schedule at thewilma.com. CabinetParts.com, the number one source for cabinet hardware since 1997. Anyone searching for the best kitchen cabinet hardware at a great price needs to go to CabinetParts.com. CabinetParts.com, in business since 1997, combines knowledgeable hardware specialists with the best online shopping experience worldwide. With fast and easy ordering, free hinge matching service, and same-day shipping, CabinetParts.com is the direct source for all of your cabinet hardware needs. Missoula Broadcasting Company, which includes The Trail, 103.3, Missoula's quality rock and part of our unique Western Montana community, featuring local DJs who love Missoula and know their music, Jack FM, playing what they want, U 104.5 FM, finally, a radio station for you. UFM keeps every listener happy and upbeat with a fun mix of top 40 favorites and upbeat alt-pop jams. And ESPN 102.9, KKVU HD4, focusing on city, state, and regional sports, giving exposure and insight to teams and athletes in and around Western Montana. Martin McCain, Woodworks and Design. If you're looking for custom, modern, or mid-century cabinetry and furniture to fit your home, check out Martin's work on Instagram. He's at Martin_McCain_Woodworks over there, and MartinMcCain79 on Pinterest. And you can always friend up with him on Facebook, because if he's doing work for you, it's pretty likely you'll become friends. Facebook.com/MartinMcCainWoodworks. Find is a vintage store located in Missoula, Montana that sells unique finds, antiques, eclectic furniture, and home decor. Currently in transition, Find will reopen its doors at some undetermined date. Gecko Designs. Gecko Designs is a great little design shop specializing in responsive, results-driven web design and are proud supporters of the arts, hosting First Friday events every month and making sure that the artists receive the full sale amount when they successfully sell a piece of art. GeckoDesigns.com. The bookstore at the University of Montana, MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, FactandFictionBooks.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at CashForJunkersMusic.com. If you are interested in sponsoring Tell Us Something, email me at marc@tellussomething.org. That's marc@tellussomething.org. Remember, your story matters. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Check the website to find out how you can tell your own story and to learn more. TellUsSomething.org.